Hello and welcome to Nice News. This is a broadcast about some unusual topics. I'm Joyce Vesper, your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster. On Nice News, we cover varying topics from all over the world on all different kinds of issues. The program provides a timeout from the daily news that doesn't always cover the happiest of topics. So please, give us a listen. Who knows what might give you a laugh or cause you to remember something from another era, or even pique your interest like this particular article. What is the walking corpse syndrome? Not all medical conditions sound as serious as they are, but others, well, others have names that seem straight out of science fiction tales. However, rest assured, they're all very real. From conditions that turn you into sleeping beauty, to disorders that leave you feeling like an alien in your own skin. Here are 10 medical conditions whose names will leave you scratching your head, and maybe wondering what they really are all about. The Sleeping Beauty Syndrome. Who hasn't wished that they could sleep 20 hours a day? Well, that's simply a dream come true, but people with Klein-Levin syndrome don't really think that. The condition is commonly known as Sleeping Beauty Syndrome. Those affected by the condition experience episodes where they sleep excessively for hours and even days. When they awaken, they can be confused, disoriented, and exhibit unusual behavior like binge eating. The condition can last for years, though episodes tend to become less frequent over time. It's unclear what causes the syndrome, and there's no specific treatment. The name sounds enchanting, but for those living with it, Sleeping Beauty Syndrome is definitely more of a nightmare. Now, many of you have heard of this one. It's called mad cow disease. This one sounds like something out of a sci-fi horror movie, but it's a very real condition that affects the brain and spinal cord of cows. It's officially called bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or BSE, and the symptoms are aggressive or erratic behavior in infected cattle. That's why it's called mad. Now, this list is about human conditions, but here's the trick. The disease can be transmitted to humans through the consumption of contaminated beef, causing a fatal brain disorder known as the variant of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. While strict food safety regulations have significantly reduced the risk, the nickname mad cow disease sticks because of the startling symptoms it causes. But don't worry, despite the scary name, it's extremely rare to contract in humans today. And here's another odd one, alien hand syndrome. Imagine your hand moves, but you didn't send the signal to your brain. Imagine your hand does things that you never intended it to do. Creepy, right? Well, that's what happens when you have an alien hand syndrome. People with this rare neurological disorder experience involuntary hand movements that seem purposeful, such as picking up objects or even trying to interfere with tasks the person is consciously performing. It's called alien because the hand feels like it has a mind of its own, separate from the person's control. It's usually caused by a brain injury or surgery, and it can be quite distressing and disorienting. As you can imagine, there's no cure, but some types of therapy do help to reduce the movements. And facial blindness. You're walking on the street and you see someone, you think, I know them. I don't know where from, but I know them. Well, that's not the case for everyone. Prosopagnosia, or more commonly known as facial blindness, is a condition that affects a person's ability to recognize faces. No, not just random faces. It could be your best friend's face. The name comes from the Greek word prosopo, for face, and agnosio, which means ignorance. While many of us might be forgetful with names, those with prosopagnosia may not even recognize familiar faces, including your own, when you look in a reflection of a mirror. This condition can be present from birth or result from a brain injury. Although there's no cure, many people find ways to manage it, such as focusing on the details like voice or clothing. Weird how the brain works, huh? And Okay, here's a really strange one. It's called the werewolf syndrome. No, no human has ever turned into a real werewolf when the full moon comes out. But the condition is called that due to some human's resemblance to the fictional creature. Hypertrichosis, better known as werewolf syndrome, causes excessive hair growth all over the body. The condition gets its mythical name because people with it can develop thick hair on their faces, resembling werewolves of folklore. It's extremely rare, and it takes different forms. For some, this overgrowth only happens in small patches of skin, whereas other conditions affect large areas. No cure has been found to date, but it's quite manageable, and it's not dangerous at all. Werewolf syndrome. Okay, here's another one. Similar, but not exactly the same. Alice in Wonderland syndrome. Alice in Wonderland sounds whimsical, but it's a condition that distorts how a person perceives their own body or its surroundings. Naturally, it's named after Lewis Carroll's famous character, and those with this syndrome may feel as if their body parts are much larger or much smaller than they actually are, similar to how Alice's sizes change once she goes down the rabbit hole. These perceptions can be disorienting, making the world seem like it's out of proportion or shifting in strange ways. The condition is often associated with migraine, headaches, or epilepsy. While it's not dangerous, the sensation can be unsettling and, contrary to others that we've mentioned, not very easy to deal with every day. Stone Man disease. Yeah, you heard that. Stone Man. The official name for the Stone Man disease is fibrodysplasia ossificans progressiva, or FOP, which is a rare genetic condition with soft tissue like muscles and tendons where they gradually turn into bone. As the bone forms more bone, it restricts movement, effectively freezing a person in place, inconvenient to say the least. The condition progresses over time, and as more joints are affected, simple actions like eating or breathing become difficult. There's no cure for the disease, and any trauma to the body, like a fall or a surgery, can worsen the condition. As you can imagine, the name comes from the fact that those affected may eventually feel like their body has turned to stone. It's a tough, life-altering condition, and may even sound like Spider-Man's enemy. Then there is the walking corpse syndrome. Well, we get it. Some conditions are really serious. Now, who's in charge of naming them? This condition, officially known as Cotard's delusion, goes by the name walking corpse syndrome, but it's not because one exactly looks like a zombie. The neuropsychological disorder makes people believe they are dead, or they're missing organs, or they don't exist. It was first described in the 1880s. It causes those who have it to feel detached from reality, often convinced that they are having no functional body parts or that they are actually a walking corpse. It sounds terrifying, not only for the person experiencing it, but for those around them. What's the origin? Well, it's linked to severe depression or brain trauma. Though the name sounds straight out of a horror movie, Cotard's delusion is a serious and distressing mental health condition. Imposter syndrome. This one also belongs to the field of mental health conditions, and it's the most common for most young adults today. Ever feel like you're not good enough, or even when all the evidence says otherwise? That's imposter syndrome, a psychological phenomena where people doubt their accomplishments and fear being exposed as frauds for no reason whatsoever. Though it is not a formal medical diagnosis, the term was coined by psychologists in 1978 and has gained recognition for describing a feeling many high achievers experience. Despite outward success, those with imposter syndrome struggle with feelings of inadequacy. And finally, the foreign accent syndrome. Let's talk about foreign accents and the syndrome. Can you imagine what it is? No, it's not the ability to adapt to different accents. Imagine going to bed and waking up with a completely different accent than the one you always had. That's what the syndrome is. It usually occurs after a stroke or a brain injury and results in someone suddenly speaking with an accent they've never had before. While the person's native language remains the same, their speech pattern may shift, making it sound as if they're from a different area or even a different country. No matter how much a language lover you are, imagine the chaos of having to communicate in a new language out of the blue. And those are some very unusual syndromes, I must admit. The article is titled, What is the Walking Corpse Syndrome? And Other Odd Medical Conditions. Our next articles come from This Week magazine, the December 19th, 2025 edition. It's from their Health and Science section. Domestic cats are not so ancient. Modern house cats didn't emerge in the Fertile Crescent with the rise of agriculture, as we've long assumed. Instead, they are descended from wild cats in North Africa, a new DNA study shows, and they reached Europe about 2,000 years ago. The study, which sequenced 87 genomes from cat bones spanning a period of 10,000 years, upends decades of archaeological consensus and suggests that cats took far longer to formalize their partnership with humans than dogs did. Part of the confusion stems from the fact that the cat remains are rare at dig sites and it can be hard to distinguish domestic bones from wildcat bones. Previous theories that implied a Middle Eastern origin to house cats relied on mitochondrial DNA. Full genomes, however, show that the cats found across Neolithic sites before 200 BC were not pets but simply European wildcats that lived alongside and sometimes were eaten by prehistoric farmers. True domestic cats, which are genetically closest to modern African wildcats around Tunisia, appeared during the Roman era. The authors theorize that these adaptable mousers were probably ferried around the Mediterranean trade routes by the Phoenician and Punic seafarers before Roman soldiers carried them across Europe. Feline remains found at Roman military sites, the study shows, are closely related to modern domestic kitties. Cats are still mysterious, feline geneticist Leslie Lyons says, and they're giving up their secrets one whisker at a time. The faint lightning of Mars. Mars has no thunderstorms, but it turns out it does have lightning. The dust storms that whip up on the surface carry very fine particles, and when these particles slam into each other, Vice reports, they can get generating little zaps of electricity. The discovery announced last month came from the microphone on board NASA's Perseverance rover. Buried in 29 hours of audio gathered over two Martian years were 55 brief electrical events. Each one began with a microsecond jolt of electronic interference, followed by milliseconds later by a faint shock wave. These two signals are thought to be the sound of a small electrical discharge nearby. Because Mars has atmosphere pressure of less than 1% of the Earth, it takes very little energy for a charge to arc. The discharges are just a few millimeters long, more like a static electricity sparked in a woolen blanket than an actual lightning strike. Occasionally, Perseverance itself appears to build up a charge and then dump it onto the ground, especially when a dust devil passes overhead. These bolts are tiny, but they matter. Electrical activity could affect future landers, instruments, and even the astronaut suit itself. Okay, here's a different kind of dementia. A newly recognized form of dementia is reshaping how doctors diagnose cognitive decline, reports the New York Times. The condition called LATE, that's capital L, capital A, capital T, capital E, which is short for limbic, predominant, age-related, TDP43 encephalopathy, affects an estimated one-third of people over 85 and about 10% of those over 65. Because its symptoms closely mimic Alzheimer's, many older patients may have been misdiagnosed. In about one out of every five that comes into our clinic, what was thought to be Alzheimer's actually appears to be late, says Greg Hicka from the University of Kentucky. Late is generally less severe and progresses more slowly than Alzheimer's, which could offer some reassurance to patients and their families. But the picture grows bleaker when the two conditions occur together. Roughly half of very elderly people with severe Alzheimer's also have late, a combination that speeds their decline and increases the prevalence of distressing symptoms such as psychosis and incontinence. The distinction is clinically important because the new Alzheimer drugs tend to target amyloid plaque, which late patients don't have. Robots in the bloodstream. In the 1966 film Fantastic Voyage, a submarine and its crew are shrunk down and injected into the human body. Now science in Switzerland have done something similar without the microscopic crew. By using magnets to steer a drug-delivering robot the size of a grain of sand through blood vessels. The micro-robot is designed to carry medicine directly to diseased tissues, avoiding side effects within the body. Each bot is packed with medicine, iron oxide, nanoparticles for magnetic control, and a bit of tantalum, a silvery metal that shows up on X-ray for tracking. Once the bot reaches its target, guided by a surgeon using a PlayStation-like controller for the magnet, a trigger dislodges a gelatin capsule to release the drug payload. The technology has been tested only in pigs and in lifelike silicone models. So far, and human trials are still 3 to 5 years away. But robotic experts are already calling it a milestone. Out of all the research I've seen, Carnegie Mellon robotics professor Howie Choset tells The Washington Post, it is by far the most exciting. And saving the sharks. Sharks and rays have just won unprecedented global protection from the world's leading wildlife trade agreement, reports Oceanographic. The Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora, or CITES, that's C-I-T-E-S, has placed fishing restrictions on more than 70 threatened species, including a total ban on trade in oceanic white-tip sharks, manta and devil rays, and whale sharks. Trade in deep-sea species such as gulper, smooth hound, and tope sharks will now require strict permit, and wedge fish and giant guitar fish are subject to zero export quota, effectively halting international trade to allow the populations to recover. Sharks and rays have suffered a devastating collapse in numbers over the past 50 years. Many species have lost more than 70% of their population, mostly due to overfishing, to meet the demands for fins, gills, plates, meat, and liver oil, but also as a result of bycatch from longline tuna and swordfish boats. Luke Warwick of the Wildlife Conservation Society calls the new measure a recognition that sharks and rays are wildlife worthy of protection, just like elephants and rhinos. Since 2003, the nonprofit organization Maggie's Wigs for Kids has created the custom wigs for children in Michigan experiencing hair loss due to cancer, alopecia, trichotillomania, burns, and other disorders. Cosmetologist Maggie Varney founded the company after meeting a young girl who could not find a wig her size. Since then, she and her staff have helped nearly 6,000 kids between 3 and 18 years old, thanks mainly to collections from local salons, cut-a-thons, and even an annual Pigs for Wigs program involving Michigan police departments growing out and then cutting their hair after No Shave November. The organization also hosts classes and social groups at New Wellness Center in St. Clair Shores, Michigan, where kids can practice art, yoga, and music, therapy, and where they can receive both tutoring and hair grooming courses. That's Maggie's Wigs for Kids. From the section, It Must Be True, I Read It in the Tabloids, come these articles. A woman was videoed holding her smartphone aloft and scrolling while doing the backstroke in a pool in Sydney, Australia. The clip, shot at the Bondi Iceberg's pool and posted online, drew a stunning response from commentators alarmed at just how far phone addiction can go. "This may be the most dystopian thing I've ever seen," wrote one. Another critic agreed. "There's no coming back from where we were as a species and to where we are now." And then there's this raccoon who broke into a Virginia liquor store, smashed open numerous bottles of whiskey before passing out drunk on the bathroom floor. He fell through one of the ceiling tiles and went on a full-blown rampage, drinking everything, said Samantha Martin, a local animal control officer. An employee who arrived the next morning found the raccoon sleeping off his binge. Martin brought him to the shelter, where he sobered up and was released into the wild with no signs of injury, other than maybe a hangover and a poor life choice, said the Hanover County Animal Protection Shelter. And a 67-year-old Chinese man who was hospitalized for excruciating abdominal pain was stunned to learn the source: a cigarette lighter he'd swallowed on a drunken dare 30 years earlier. Identified by the surname Deng, the man underwent a gastroscopy to find the source of the pain, and the doctors noted a blackened object corroded by stomach acid. After retrieving it, they found, to their astonishment, that the lighter still worked. Deng said he'd forgotten all about swallowing the lighter. "I thought it would pass naturally. I didn't expect it to just stay there," he said. These are from the column, "It Must Be True. I Read It in the Tabloids," in This Week magazine. AI unearths geothermal gold mine. A startup says it has identified a commercially viable site for a domestic geothermal power plant, the first such discovery in decades, said Molly Taft in Wired. The company, Zanskar, has been scouring Nevada for underwater reservoirs of hot water heated by Earth's core, which could produce steam that can be used to power turbines at the surface. This is one of the simplest methods of generating renewable energy, but finding these so-called blind systems is a challenge. Enter Zanskar, which uses artificial intelligence to wrangle massive reams of geological data that might point to an untapped blind system. Drilling confirmed that the Nevada site, dubbed Big Blind, held a reservoir bubbling at 250 degrees Fahrenheit, roughly 2,700 feet below the ground. That article, AI Unearths Geothermal Gold Mine. One size fits all gene editing. Scientists are developing a new gene editing strategy that could one day allow thousands of rare diseases to be treated with a single, scalable approach. Today, most gene therapies are custom-built to repair a specific mutation that might be present in only a small number of people. It's a slow, costly process, which is why only a handful of treatments have been created for roughly 7,000 rare genetic diseases that together afflict some 30 million Americans. The new method targets all so-called nonsense mutations. These DNA errors, which cause or contribute to a third of the genetic diseases, insert a premature stop signal into a gene, preventing a cell from assembling a full protein. Rather than fix each unique mutation, a team at the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard engineered a molecule that can patch over the stop position and let a cell complete the relevant protein. The team tested the method in a human cell model of Batten disease, Tay-Sachs, cystic fibrosis, and Niemann-Pick type, C1, and in each case restored enough protein function to meaningfully reduce symptoms without introducing harmful edits. Clinical use is still years away, with delivery to the brain, lungs, and other organs posing the biggest challenge. Fyodor Urnov, a molecular therapeutic professor at the University of California, Berkeley, who was not involved in the study, likens the concept to a new kind of engine. But he says, for it to take flight, we now need to build different types of planes. Here's an interesting article about a kiss. Our ancient ancestors' first kiss. Ingrid Bergman described a kiss as a lovely trick designed by nature to stop speech when words become superfluous. But a new study suggests our very distant ancestors were locking lips long before they spoke any words, with the first smooch occurring not between humans but between primates, roughly 21.5 million to 16.9 million years ago. The researchers used observational data from living primates and genetic modeling to trace kissing behavior back through the primate family tree. To avoid assessing kissing purely through a human lens, the team defined it as a non-aggressive mouth-to-mouth contact involving movement but no food sharing. They found the activity likely evolved in the ancestor of modern great apes, a group that includes known kissers such as humans, chimpanzees, and orangutans, and may have been practiced by the Neanderthals as well. Lead researcher Matilda Brindle from Oxford University says that the study supports the hypothesis that humans and Neanderthals likely kissed. The finding, she says, gives a much more romantic spin on the human-Neanderthal relationships. This article, Our Ancestors' First Kiss. Since we're coming to the end of the show, I'd like to leave you with this thought from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Don't be pushed by your problems. Be led by your dreams. Ralph Waldo Emerson. I hope you enjoyed today's articles. Please join us again next time when we cover some more articles and maybe some interesting ideas on Nice News. This has been Joyce Vesper, your volunteer broadcaster for Sun Sounds of Arizona, a radio reading service. Stay healthy, everyone. Be well, be happy. Bye-bye.